The full Senate is set to vote today on a new 5-year farm bill. This after 2 years of debate on this bill, which was approved by the House last week. It's worth $500 billion and includes cuts to the food stamp program and direct subsidy payments to farmers. NPR's Elsa Chang is following developments, and she's with us now from Capitol Hill. Elsa, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with food stamps, which make up, as we've said over and over again, 80% of the farm bill. Tell us about the cuts to those.
Yeah, well, they're large cuts, but they're not as large of a cut as House Republicans would have liked to have seen. You know, last fall, the House passed a measure cutting about $40 billion from the food stamp program over the next decade. And Senate Democrats were interested in a cut of only about one-tenth of that size. So there was this large gap between the two for the longest time that didn't seem to be narrowing. And in the end, the cut to the food stamp program is closer to about $8 billion. There are still some House Republicans who say that it's not enough of a cut. There are some Democrats who say that cut was too much. But what does $8 billion in cuts mean in real-world terms? It means about 850,000 households will lose about $90 a month. So that's still a really big chunk for a lot of families.
And what about the cuts to the direct payments to farmers? They're going to be replaced with a new crop insurance program.
That's right. Those direct payments to farmers was probably one of the most hated aspects of the farm bill for quite some time. And just to explain to people who aren't familiar with that term, these are basically payments farmers would get regardless of their actual profits or even if they planted any crops at all. And every year, the federal government would dole out about $5 billion in payments to farmers. So it really rubbed lawmakers in both parties the wrong way, especially after last year, because the Agriculture Department actually said that farm income likely hit its highest level in 4 decades. So there was a big push to get rid of these big direct payments to farmers. And what they did is they used some of the savings earned from getting rid of those payments to beef up the country's crop insurance program. And the idea behind crop insurance, of course, is that farmers would have to first suffer losses before they'd get any payout. The federal government, of course, would subsidize more than 60% of those premiums, and a huge portion of a farmer's revenue would be guaranteed. So for some lawmakers, that's still too cushy of a subsidy, even though it's not direct payments anymore. For example, Republican Tom Coburn of Oklahoma was just saying on the floor yesterday, about 86% of a farmer's revenue would be guaranteed. And he was like, when would that ever happen to anyone else who's trying to get into business? When would anyone get the vast portion of his revenue guaranteed, and that guarantee would be paid for by American taxpayers?
Well, and I imagine there are a lot of farmers in California right now who are wondering whether crop insurance is going to kick in for them at some point soon because of the drought that is affecting their crops. But Elsa, as we mentioned, this has been a 2-year fight over this farm bill. What happened to get these two sides together?
I don't know if it was what happened. It was just sort of lots of smaller fights that kind of just finally were able to see a truce near the end. I mean, near the holidays and through much of January, a lot of people were thinking, gosh, maybe the farm bill is going to be derailed, because there were fights not only about the food stamp cuts, but also dairy policies. And finally, there was an agreement reached late in January that was, you know, slowly brokered over weeks and weeks and weeks. Remember, the last farm bill expired almost 500 days ago.
Right.
So as you said, yes, people have been fighting about this for 2 years. But saying that the farm bill is a bipartisan accomplishment that should be hailed as a real achievement, you know, it's kind of a stretch. It's a reflection of how sour relations are in Congress that the farm bill would be hailed as a grand achievement. And this is something that Congress has to do. It's been passing this bill every few years. And you could say the same thing about, say, the spending measure that passed in January. A lot of people hailed the omnibus appropriations measure as this great achievement. All of a sudden, there was bipartisan agreement. But, you know, the appropriations legislation, that's something Congress is supposed to do year after year. But there have been various fiscal crises that have prevented that. So when Congress finally passed its first omnibus appropriations measure in years, people were so happy they hailed that as an accomplishment. But it's really a stretch to call either piece of legislation a sign of a warmer, fuzzier Congress.
But if this passes, we're not going to have a milk cliff, right, where the milk prices go
That's
up to $8
right.
a gallon? Okay.
That's right. The dairy cliff has been averted.
NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang joining us from Capitol Hill. Elsa, thanks so much.
You're welcome.